This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Hope, Billy Kidd, got intern Joe in the house today.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking about how bad we all were at math. Huge failures at math. We have a texter texting in going, hey, I had a problem with math also for some reason. So I know it's a huge thing, but so what? I stumbled on this whole Jack Black saying failure is a good thing. Sometimes it's hard to remember that, especially when you're young. And you're failing and going, man, am I a failure? No, you're not. Actually, it's super good for you to fail. I know that sounds weird, but just listen
but
to Jack Black.
I would say to other kids or other, don't be afraid of failure.
Yeah.
Because that's the demon that will get in the way. Because failure is your friend. That's when you learn. So go out there. You're going to belly flop and be embarrassed. That's okay. That's good.
Right.
Because if you really love it, you have to be ready to go all the way.
And it's so weird because, you know, I can't even tell you how many failures I've had in life and how many times I've sat in bed and gone, man, why even get up today? I'm such a failure, right? No, it's a wake-up call. It's reality. It's just every single human on the earth fails. But the cool thing is luckily for us, we live in a just do better next time world. You know what I mean? It's not a one shot only world. Don't worry. It'll pass there. And then there's a next time.
My seventh grade English teacher, Mrs. Bennett, we would have vocab tests and I'd always be like, Mrs. Bennett, I don't know what the meaning of dilapidated is. I'm not going to remember. She was like, it builds character.
Yes.
Failure builds character.
So true. So true.
So this job, and I just celebrated 40 years in broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going back to high school. Like I went to Rush Henrietta. It was Sperry at the time. Sperry Rules. And they had a radio station. There was a little 5 watts, which is the equivalent of a CB radio when it started. But it was enough to get experience,
right,
which led to my first part-time job here. I got passed over like 4 times. Mm-hmm. And there was even a point where my mom, God bless your soul, mama, said, they're never going to hire you.
Honey, maybe this isn't for you.
Yes. And I love doing this so much. And this is all I ever wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And that just made me better. It made me try harder. It made me learn from people. It made me reach out to people that could help me. So, I mean, it all worked out in the end. I've been full-time here for almost 30. So, you know, it worked out. But I don't know that I would be here doing this right now if I hadn't been told no a couple of times in my life.
Now, I know a thing or two about failure. Some may say I am a failure.
We'll get into that coming up after this on your B-Morning Coffee Club.
It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. Hope, TJ, Billy Kidd, intern Joe's in the house. We're just talking about failure. And somebody texted in, my motto in life is to be brave enough to suck at something new.
Yeah.
That is a great way to look at everything.
It is.
You can't be great at everything. So find the things you excel at, which actually here we used to do this thing. There was a book called Strength Finders, and we would hire people based on some of the strengths and weaknesses that you had. And it wasn't like we wanted everybody to be strong in certain aspects. Like if you were good at organization, but I wasn't, then, well, see how I pointed at you. So like you find people that would complement each other in the office as opposed to people that have the same exact skills.
Correct.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So talking about failure, I have faced more failure and rejection than anyone else that I know in my friend group. And I'm very open about it. So open that my senior project in high school, we had, it was like a senior thesis. You could do it on anything you wanted to. And it was about how you were becoming the adult that you were becoming. So I had everyone come in on the stage in the auditorium in the high school, and I talked about every single thing I had been rejected from. Didn't make a single sports team, didn't make the musical, didn't make music groups, but I talked about the triumph, and like eventually by senior year, I didn't ever make a sports team, but you know, here's where I did this audition, and here's where I did this, and here's where I was when I got this news, and just talked about how the stage had become such a pivotal and integral part of that rejection. And I was like, and now I'm going to be a Disney princess. And then we talked last week about how
you got rejected,
from Disney.
Four times from Disney.
Oh my gosh. Now this was, you didn't, because you've been rejected from Jeopardy too. So that was after.
That was after Disney, after the thesis, also been rejected from Jeopardy multiple times. Thank you so much for bringing that up.
But see how positive your attitude is?
But it's, how can you not be? I was like, okay, like I think it's made it so that I'm not afraid to go out and try for things and put myself out there. Like all these people with my like TikTok account are always like, I don't know how you do it. And I'm like, well, if nobody's watching it, then who cares? And then people ended up starting to watch it.
Right.
But it's just a matter of if you don't put yourself out there, if you say no before somebody else will, you're never going to get anywhere anyways.
That's right.
Rejected.
Yeah, you just got rejected. R-E-J-E-C-T-E-D rejected.
R-E-J-E-C-T-E-D
rejected. All right. That's from Zoe 101. Anytime I face rejection, like that cheer would always pop in my head. So any other millennials out there,
what she doesn't Zoe 101. Know, what she doesn't know is that's the ringtone I have programmed when she...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He calls me. B Morning Coffee Club on WBEE. TJ Hope, intern Joe. I'm Billy Kidd. You got the wedding coming up.
Yeah, this wedding. It's first time, obviously. My oldest, so I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm just getting onto Pinterest and trying to figure out how to put a wedding together. And so I'm on a lot of these Facebook groups, and I see a lot of people booking live artists for these weddings. And I'm like, what? Never heard of such a thing. Like you have an artist stand there and paint the couple.
They're painting the couple. Okay.
They're painting.
I wasn't sure what they were
actually painting. They have like a photographic memory of you get to pick a different scene during your wedding day. So some people do like the vows, first dance. And it's like they memorize the scene, and then they go through and live paint right there as a form of entertainment for your guests.
I'm not an artist, but how long does it take to do a portrait like that?
I think a couple hours.
I mean, I have no idea what something like this would cost, or even if it would be worth it. I don't know anyone that's had this at their wedding, but it just seems cool to me. And I'm like, okay, am I jumping the shark? There's so many things you can add on to a wedding like, this is out of control.
Yep.
This is a little much. And I feel like maybe having a live artist there would be one of them.
Well, it's, I mean, like, I can make an argument both ways. It's going to be a small, intimate wedding.
Yeah.
So that would be kind of a very sweet memory to take away with.
Yeah.
And that's going to end up on their wall, I mean, forever. That's like a forever gift.
Right. That's what I was thinking. But then again, you have a photographer and a videographer and, you know, you got plenty of pictures of the day. Do you really need a live painting of it?
Well, I mean,
have you ever seen one done?
No, I want one so bad. I love watching the videos of them online. But I feel like if you got to a point where you couldn't book one, there is at least one locally that I know of. But you could always probably send a picture to an Etsy artist and have them paint one after the fact if she really wanted a painting of a picture.
Oh, she said nothing to me about this.
Oh, you just
made... Oh, no. This is just me going off the rails. I'm on these Facebook groups and now I'm deep in, right? Now I'm deep in with all of this stuff that I'm like, should I have that at the wedding? Oh, is this what people are doing now? I'm supposed to have a live artist.
What? What happens if they're done with the photo or the painting and they don't like it? Like President Trump right now, I think it's Colorado, is publicly complaining that this portrait is doing him dirty. Like it is not a good portrait.
Don't
of
like
him.
The portrait.
And I looked at it and it's like it's close. But right. It's a painting.
A lot of the ones that I've seen are like impressionistic.
Yeah.
Where like
oh.
You can tell like the scene that it's them, but it's not like it's detailed.
Not, it's not realistic.
Yeah. Gotcha. It's not like a portrait. Like you'd see, you know, me standing and like, you know, would be hanging in a grand hall in the Louvre. It's like, you know, a little
she's
bit.
Got herself hanging at the Louvre apparently. In her head.
The B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ, Hope, intern Joe. I'm Billy Kidd. I'm dreading the next, not next necessarily next month, but like the first couple months of summer as a homeowner. And Hope, you don't have to worry about this because you're in a condo.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to mow anything. You don't have to rake anything.
I have a garden I have to take care of, and I have a patio I need to keep pristine. I have an HOA. There's rules that I have to follow.
Okay.
My dad at Christmas Eve brought over alcohol for Christmas Eve, and we put it out on the patio because I didn't have enough room in the freezer. And there's four locos sitting out on my patio currently that my dad brought over. So there's things that have to be cleaned up.
Stop. Your dad brought over four loco.
Jerry is a party animal and brought over four locos to my Christmas Eve. Yes.
Okay.
So HOA hasn't seen that because let me tell you something. They don't take that redneck kind of stuff serious. Yeah. I mean,
I've been waiting to get
you better
in
get
trouble.
That off your porch. You're going to get in trouble. You got that. You might as well put a car on cement blocks on that back patio. You got your overgrown flower bed. You got booze hanging out. You just got beer bottles everywhere all over your back porch. You got a dog that's... You know, it's just a mess over there. They're like, man, we got to get her out of here.
It's all started because she still has a pretend garden. So I was studying some stuff about lawn care because I have recently cut down a tree in the backyard that underneath it, nothing ever grew. Mm-hmm. So the tree's not there anymore. So now it's kind of like, but it's near pine trees. You got to have a certain kind of grass, blah, blah, blah. So I'm looking stuff up and I came across this poll on how people feel about their yard. Maintaining a well-manicured lawn, including mowing, edging, and trimming, 67% of homeowners worry about that. And they're comparing themselves to their neighbors.
Yeah.
And my house is, it's tidy enough. It's not perfect, but I used to live next door to this guy, Jack. God rest his soul. He's a World War II veteran, greatest guy in the world. Mm-hmm. And he maintained that lawn meticulously.
Yeah.
And if I mowed, he mowed. He would mow twice to my one mow.
Yeah.
And I'm also convinced this is what kept him and his wife so healthy for so long. They were out in the yard all the time, hands and knees. Guy's 90 years old, digging up dandelions, not with the spray, killing it with the chemical. He had a shovel. He'd lean over, dig, 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 pull it out. And I always felt bad that there was dandelions in my yard, but I never let it get to me to the point where I was like, I need to do something about this.
Really?
Yeah, never.
No. My husband, it makes him crazy. He absolutely does not do it for us. He does it for the neighbors. He does it if our neighbor across the street, oh, forget it.
Do you guys water your lawn?
No.
So I've never.
I live near a swamp. It's all self-watering.
It's already there anyways.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.